Hey marketers, if you want to get the latest news, trends, and insights in marketing, advertising, and tech, check out the Adweek Podcast Network. Learn from leading voices across media and marketing with original shows like Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, Marketing Vanguard, and Tech Magic with Kathy Hackle. Start listening now by searching Adweek wherever you listen to podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.
You're listening to Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, a show where we discuss trends, pop culture, and basketball players in the media world, because at the end of the day, everything is an ad. I am Luz Corona, community editor, and I am here with Matt Barnes, NBA champion and host of All the Smoke podcast. How are you, Matt?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Mm-hmm. So you have your own podcast. Tell me about that a little bit. I want to start with that.
All the Smoke, man. We're starting season 5. I can't believe it. Next week, out in LA. It was a random thought that I pitched to my co-host now, Steven Jackson. We were both working at ESPN and Fox at the time, and we know we've kind of always been habitual line steppers, so to speak. And you know, we're trying to find something we can do together. I pitched a podcast idea. He didn't know what it was. I didn't really know what it was, but I knew it was just a little bit more of a looser format. So I started doing my homework and kind of understanding what it was about. Got a rare opportunity to meet with Showtime. Cold pitched them, 20-minute pitch, and they took it. And now we're in season 5.
Wow, it's that easy.
It wasn't that easy. It was a lot of luck. I mean, when I tell the story, people are like, oh, man, it's that easy. I was like, I've talked to a lot of other people that had to grind and do a week. We got lucky and came up with something big, but it's definitely a grind to get it off the ground.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you ever listen to your own episodes? Because I don't listen to mine.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't listen to mine. I don't really, to be honest with you, I don't really watch too many podcasts. I'm too busy.
But, yeah.
You know, just again, each time try to better myself, but I don't really get a chance to go back and watch too many.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to hear whatever I said. So, but that's so great. So you're keeping busy, and today, well, you were here at Brand Week to talk about your involvement in Players TV, which for our listeners, it's the first ever athlete and now fan-owned media network and content provider dedicated to showcasing sports lifestyle and entertainment. So how does this opportunity differ from like other investments that
you well, this is, you know, as you mentioned, the first athlete owned. That's kind of rare. Sometimes there's a few athletes. This has a ton of athletes. And I think what I like even more than that is giving the fans an opportunity to be a part of this from an investment side. I was someone throughout my career who always interacted with the crowd, whether that be good or bad, because I just feel like they came and paid for an experience. So, you know, now you're, you know, if you're a fan, you can invest alongside of some of your favorite athletes, you know, as we create content and hopefully, you know, create what you want to see. So I think Players TV is just is unique from that standpoint. You know, athletes, we've been content creators before the term content creator was even coined. You know, we've been athletes our whole entire life. So I think it's just given us an opportunity to kind of show us, you know, everyone knows what we do on the court or field or whatever it may be, but what are we like off the field? And I think we live in such a constant news cycle and kind of wanting to know everything about everyone else now that they want to know what we're doing from, you know, the time we brush our teeth to the time we brush our teeth and go to bed. So I think Players TV is going to be a great platform that showcases a lot of different variety of content. And I think that's where, you know, it'll gain a lot of fans because it's not your typical athlete type stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of different types of shows on there to kind of show what our passions are outside of our sport.
Yeah, I love that. And it's so true. You guys were like before content creators were around, like that was you guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are there any shows on there or any like particular part of the Players TV that you're passionate about or you're excited about?
So I'm excited about what I'm going to create, and we're still kind of mapping that out and figuring out what lane I want to take. I really think, you know, a lane that I'm passionate about and has been socially accepted now and rules of change in professional sports is just that cannabis path and kind of explaining how athletes have, for years, while it was illegal, were using it to, you know, help them get through season. So I'm trying to map out what that kind of looks like along with Duran, and I'm sure pretty soon we'll have something pretty cool.
Nice. That's great. That's exciting. So you've been talking about Colby a lot lately and, you know, just how he helped you as a player. But I'm curious, did he ever give you any business advice or any learnings from, like, his own ventures that you apply today?
One thing, you know, that Colby spoke on, he's just like, you know, as athletes, we're naturally trained to be disciplined and great in our field. And what he was able to do was take that same discipline from sports and apply it to business. You know, we used to have to get up at 5 or 6 in the morning and go to the weight room and run on a track. You know, now we get up at that time and hop on an email, which is a lot easier, let me tell you, than having to get up and lift a bunch of weights and run around the track. So I just think it's that discipline that we've had our whole lives for athletes, applying that to business. And if you're passionate about it and take the time to learn about it, you'll succeed in it. So that was one thing that really caught me. I'm just like, you know, I was very disciplined in sports, and, you know, applying that same principles and same disciplines to business has allowed me to kind of start climbing the ladder in this media and content space.
Yeah. So I was going to ask, you know, there's, you mentioned that there was in your session, there's a disconnect between athletes and the media, but it's kind of, the plus side is it's kind of spurred these different media companies and ventures from athletes. So you have like Durant's company, Sue Bird, Alex Morgan. Is this an industry that you're considering kind of exploring now that you dipped your toes a little?
Yeah. You know, I've started my, production company called All the Smoke Productions. So I was able to start that and have surrounded myself with some really smart people in the space to kind of help me expand and take that vertical. So I just think it's important now because, you know, in the past, before social media, this is kind of dating when I started playing, like whatever was said on TV or in the paper was the gospel, right, whether it be the truth or not. You know, the writers and the editors had all the power. So now that we live in such a 24-hour news cycle and you know, our phones are the device to connect us to the world, I just think it's important that, you know, we continue to tell our stories and not only do it from a let me help your business out, but let me create my own business and tell my story and help my business out. So my goal has always been to allow athletes and entertainers alike to have a safe space to come in and I like to say talk their shit. You know what I mean? There's no hidden agendas. We're not trying to go viral for the wrong reasons. We want authentic, real conversations. And I think with All the Smoke, we've been able to do that. I'm looking forward to bringing that same kind of philosophy over to Players TV and continue to build.
That's so great.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hatch because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Do you have like a wish list of other athletes, even outside the NBA, that you want to work with in this space?
I want to work with, you know, whoever is like-minded and creative. You know, sometimes you have a target of who you think you want to work with, but then when you meet people, you're like, oh, yo, we're the same. We're on the same page. Let's do something together. Mm-hmm. So I just like, you know, creative energy and like-minded people that understand that, you know, that we've always been the product, and now we're able to create the product and keep our IP and profit off it like these other companies have done in the past. So I just think the whole business model has changed now, where, you know, IP is king, and being able to keep your IP and monetize it is what athletes want to do now.
Yeah, and keeping your IP intact, that's definitely so important. My last question is for you, you know, and Melo touched on this a little bit in his session, but, you know, these days it's not just athletes like taking pictures with products anymore, right, and holding it up. They're more involved, want to have a say. Like, what's your approach when it comes to these brand partnerships, or when a brand approaches you to partner with them?
I think it's important, first and foremost, to believe in the brand and really stand behind it, you know, because we are athletes, but we're also businesses. So to really align yourself with something that you believe in is important. And then also, you know, I feel like ever since, you know, the pandemic and the George Floyd movement, there's been an emphasis on, you know, funding Black and brown businesses. And I feel like some of these companies have their mind in the right spot and their heart in the right spot, but they don't know how to reach those type of demographics. And I feel like a lot of us come from those demographics. A lot of us have lost people and come from these same streets and grew up with these same struggles. So understanding, you know, the vehicle, you know, what kind of athlete can get our message across to our target audience. So, I just think it's really important that you align with brands that you believe in and that believe in you and your community. And you guys really form a real partnership. You know, before it was just, you know, we'll pay you a certain amount of this, but I think there's more creative ways now to be in line with brands and do that. And I think that's what brands are starting to understand as well. So, you know, I'm excited for what's next as far as brand partnerships with athletes and athletes getting some ownership in some of these brands as well to help blow them up.
Yeah, I love that. And I feel like it's athletes like you, like, bringing this conversation into the space and just kind of getting it out there. Like,
what's important, I think, you know, when I played, you know, business wasn't talked about. It was cars, women, spinning rims. You know, again, I came in the NBA in the early 2000s, and as I was exiting in 2017, just the whole conversation in the locker room had changed about, you know, what you're investing in and that kind of, you know, what's next. And I think that's great. And I think, you know, the more we continue to push this conversation along and let athletes know that they are branding themselves and how they can brand themselves and get equity from just being themselves. A lot of times athletes don't necessarily have to invest. You know, their brand equity is who they are. So just understanding how powerful you are as an individual is going to do you well moving forward in business.
Yeah, that's great. I'm so excited to see what you do next.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you, listeners, for joining.
Thank you for listening to Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. This podcast was produced by me, Al Manarino, executive produced by Chris Ahrens and John Heil, and edited by Lane McGivney at Boutwell Studios. You can listen and subscribe to all of Adweek's podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcasts. Stay updated on all things Adweek Podcast Network by following us on Twitter at Adweek Podcast. And if you have a question or suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.